traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. The latest on the Biden crime family, another PSYOP underway, or Coast to Coast AM was prophecy, and 3 different Democrats, 3 takes on illegal immigration next on the AM update. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said Monday he'll begin the process of holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress, despite viewing and being briefed by bureau officials on the subpoenaed document that alleges President Joe Biden was involved in a criminal bribery scheme. The FBI brought the document in question to Capitol Hill Monday for Comer and ranking member Jamie Raskin, a Democrat, to review in a secure facility. That document is an FBI-generated form that allegedly describes a $5 million criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. Late yesterday afternoon, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna raised a ton of eyebrows when she tweeted out the following quote, "Just left meeting for House Oversight. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked based on the info he's brought forward about the Biden family." If what Congresswoman Luna says is true, either the FBI is again playing coy, to put it mildly, or the FBI themselves are admitting the Biden crime family is so corrupt they'll have whistleblowers killed. Speaking of whistleblowers, a former intelligence official turned whistleblower has given Congress and the Intel Community Inspector General extensive classified information about deeply covert programs that he says possess retrieved intact and partially intact craft of non-human origin. The whistleblower is 36-year-old David Charles Grush, a decorated former combat officer in Afghanistan and a veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, or NGA, and the National Reconnaissance Office. In an exclusive interview, he told the website The Debriefing that the information he obtained about unidentified aerial phenomena, as well as the aforementioned extraterrestrial crafts, have been illegally withheld from Congress, and he filed a complaint alleging that he suffered illegal retaliation for his confidential disclosures. The whistleblower also gave a separate interview to News Nation.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, you know, call it spacecraft if you will. It's probably not the right parlance, but no kidding, non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
Is this a PSYOP or real or both? I'm thinking PSYOP all the way. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat presidential hopeful, held a Twitter Spaces event with Elon Musk yesterday afternoon. Among the topics covered was the issue of border security, or lack thereof. RFK Jr. says he's heading to Mexico to formulate a plan to fix the border.
Yeah, and one of the ways that we do, and a lot of the Latin American and Central American immigration is the direct result of bad U.S. policies in the South, austerity programs, the war on drugs, the funding of death squads, the installation and support of juntas, military dictatorships, and genocides in those countries that have been happening for decades. And we need to address those issues. But, you know, above all, we need to seal the border. I'm actually going to the border tonight. I'm crossing the border, I think, around 3 o'clock in the morning into Mexico. And I'll be talking with people on both sides of the border and talking to stakeholders. And over the next 3 days, be meeting with people from the Border Patrol and elsewhere to try to formulate policies that will seal the border permanently.
Meanwhile, at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's mean to bus illegals from border towns to other cities like New York City.
I've said it many times from here, repeatedly from this podium, that busing or flying migrants around the country without any coordination with the federal government, we've talked about this, state or local officials as well, is dangerous and unacceptable. And we'll continue to be very, very clear about that. It is dangerous and unacceptable because you're putting people's lives at risk.
Speaking of New York City, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling on the faith community to help with the illegal aliens now flooding his city's streets.
It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residence.
I'm not sure how healthy the church is en masse in New York City, but if there are any churches there who still follow some form of small-o orthodoxy, they need to jump at this opportunity as soon as they possibly can. I don't care what Eric Adams' motivations are. I don't care whether he has regrets about New York City's sanctuary city status. Whenever a public official begs the church for help, that's a prime opportunity to make some inroads, maybe, in domains the church might not typically be welcome in. Just a thought.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The DeSantis campaign unleashed another devastating montage of Donald Trump making fun of his television catchphrase, "You fired," juxtaposed with his comments about the one person apparently he was too afraid to fire.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're all fired. All 4 are fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
Today I walk in, I hear I'm going to fire him. I'm not firing him. I think he's a wonderful guy.
Should you have fired Fauci?
So a lot of people asked me that question, and I did it right. Because if you do fire him, you're going to have a firestorm on the left again.
Why did you feel unable to fire Fauci?
Personally, you're not allowed to.
Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb. But there's a bigger bomb if you fire him.
Frankly, you can't win that one. If I would have done it, I would have taken heat.
On the television program The View, GOP presidential hopeful Tim Scott had this exchange with host Sonny Hostin.
You have indicated that you don't believe in systemic racism. What is your definition of systemic racism?
Let me answer the question that you've answered.
Does it even exist in your mind?
Let me answer the question this way. One of the things that I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine.
But
it's not, actually.
It's been 114 years.
Yeah, so the fact of the matter is we've had an African-American president, African-American vice president. We've had 2 African-Americans to be secretaries of the state. In my home city, the police chief is an African-American who's now running for mayor. The head of the highway patrol for South Carolina is an African-American. In 1975, there was about 15% unemployment in the African-American community for the first time in the history of the country. It's under 5%.
40% homelessness.
And 50% of African Americans. 50% of the folks in our community.
Yet 13% of the population.
You had a chance to ask the question. I know that I've watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful, so I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest the fact of the matter is that progress in America is palpable. It can be measured in generations. I look back at the fact that my grandfather, born in 1921 in Sally, South Carolina, when he was on a sidewalk, a white person was coming, he had to step off and not make eye contact. That man believed then, with some doubt now, in the goodness of America, because he believed that having faith in God, faith in himself, and faith in what the future could hold for his kids would unleash opportunities in ways that you cannot imagine. Every kid today can look, just change the stations and see how much progress has been made in this country. ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, CNN, Fox News all have African-American and Hispanic hosts. So what I'm suggesting is that the yesterday's exception is today's rule. And for us to suggest...
America has met its promise.
No, of course, the concept of America is that we are going to become a more perfect union. But in fact, the challenges that we face 50 years ago and 60 years ago should not be the same challenges that we face today.
Moving on, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu told CNN he's not going to run for president in 2024.
I'm tired of losing U.S. Senate races and governor's races. And clearly, I talk a bit candidly, I think as folks appreciate, I think more folks within the Republican Party have to have that kind of voice, that kind of emphasis of message, and making sure that this is about the Republican Party, not just about the former president.
But part of your decision is about the former president. Right. Is it?
Oh, sure.
It's about the size of the field. There are 12. By the end of the week, there will be 12 candidates for the Republican nomination. Yeah. And you're not going to be one of them. But you think that's too big?
Well, it's look, I don't mind who gets into the field. But given where the polls are right now, every candidate needs to understand the responsibility of getting out and getting out quickly if it's not working.
On the Dr. Phil show, this fifth grade teacher absolutely got the better of this exchange with a creep promoting transgenderism. Listen to this.
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No,
same
they don't.
Same as non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to cis
is.
Women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain to me as to why my body menstruated
are,
at some point.
If your chromosomes
then.
Are XX and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're
We're
not
excluding
men.
A whole group of
they're,
people
They're women
who menstruate.
Dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life and tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as an
the
example?
Science.
When we've learned sex and gender identity are two very, they're completely different things.
They're not completely different
They are completely
things.
Different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different
things. Well, I don't accept
things.
That distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. The people who hate the truth, the people who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion. You disagree, I disagree with you, and so you call it hate.
And finally, a meandering air analysis, slightly acidic, mostly necessary. Apple has unveiled its brand new virtual reality headset. The company says the product, named Vision Pro, will revolutionize wearable technology and create a new platform for consumer computing. The VR headset will retail for about $3,500 when it goes on sale. Apple CEO Tim Cook said this about the new product during yesterday's Worldwide Developers Conference.
Vision Pro is a new kind of computer that augments reality by seamlessly blending the real world with the digital world. It's the first Apple product you look through and not at. Vision Pro feels familiar, yet it's entirely new. You can see, hear, and interact with digital content just like it's in your physical space. And you control Vision Pro using the most natural and intuitive tools, your eyes, hands, and voice.
Essentially, what this device does is overlay a computer screen over what the user would normally be seeing if he or she were just looking at the world normally. Now, I identify as a trans boomer. I get that. I'm a curmudgeon. Having said that, I still don't get the allure of this, if there is one at all. I think too many people haven't gone to the Grand Canyon or driven or hiked up a mountain or built something with their own hands, and I think there are just way too many people who are looking for new and novel ways to lose themselves in the digital world. And I think that's exactly what this is. Computers are marvelous inventions, and they've made life easier basically everywhere you look. But you can get up and leave your computer when you need to take a break, or if you're outside working on your laptop, you can look up at your lawn or trees or see your pets playing. Of course, with this new headset, you can do all that too, but where does this desire to take your screens with you everywhere you go come from? And the desire to never look away from a screen or be away from a screen? It's not like everybody has one in their pocket at all times. Okay, that's a bad example. But we don't need to wear our screens like some sort of fashion accessory. You know, I know I'm wearing an Apple Watch right now, so that's another bad example. I guess this rabbit hole just doesn't stop, like anywhere. Elon Musk's Neuralink technology is coming down the pike, and that plugs directly into your brain. So this new Apple innovation seems tame in comparison. Other companies have tried AR and VR headsets with varying degrees of consumer and market success. None of them have become the type of revolution Apple has promised with theirs, but maybe the Vision Pro will be different. As I get older and more curmudgeonly, my first reaction to anything new and different is to greet it with suspicion and disdain. But we don't necessarily need to do that with every new piece of technology. Until they start implanting it in us, but that's another can of worms. Technology is always neutral, but the medium and platforms technology is used to enable are not. My concern with wearable technology that's always on and always in your face like headsets is that it inherently sells the idea that reality around you, see that as creation itself, can be, nay, must be enhanced and augmented. That's really weird, and I hope people understand that and then maybe go on a hike.
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it, and what's it seems weird and scary to me.
I'm Aaron McIntyre, and this is the AM Update.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.